Module 7, Lesson 2, More Vehicle Troubles. In Saudi Arabia, just as in the U.S., private cars are the main means of transportation. But Saudi Arabia's severely hot climate and sandy terrain do take their toll on vehicles. Car engines and radiators often overheat, and tires can get stuck in the sand. In view of all this, we will teach you some more words and expressions having to do with vehicle problems. 1. One of the handiest words to know in case your vehicle breaks down is the word meaning not working or out of order. Listen to it.
Kharbana. Kharbana. Kharbana.
Repeat it.
Kharbana. Kharbana. Kharbana.
Now listen to how an Arab says, the car is not working.
السيارة خربانة. السيارة خربانة.
Now you say it after the speaker.
السيارة خربانة. السيارة خربانة.
Supposing you want to say, my car is not working, you could say,
سيارتي خربانة.
Listen and repeat.
سيارتي خربانة. سيارتي خربانة. سيارتي خربانة.
Another way to say my car is not working is
السيارة حقتي خربانة.
Listen and repeat.
السيارة حقتي خربانة. السيارة حقتي خربانة.
What if you see a Saudi on the roadside next to his car, and you stop, hoping to be of help? How would you ask him if his car is broken down? You would say,
سيارتك خربانة.
You say it.
سيارتك خربانة. سيارتك خربانة.
2. There is another common way that Saudis would say your car. It's the word حق. As you know, حقتي means belonging to me. But when the I at the end of the word is changed to AK, then it means belonging to you. Listen and repeat the word.
حقتك. حقتك. حقتك.
Now listen to, is your car not working?
السيارة حقتك خربانة. السيارة حقتك خربانة.
Try saying it, first a word at a time, then together.
السيارة حقتك خربانة. السيارة حقتك خربانة. السيارة حقتك خربانة.
3. The answer to this last question, of course, could be
إيوه, السيارة خربانة.
What does this mean? It means, yes, the car is not working. More than likely, though, the answer will be the Arabic equivalent of yes, it is not working. There is no word for it in Arabic. He or she is used for both persons and things. If the thing you are talking about is feminine, for example, سيارة, then you refer to it as she, and say, yes, she is not working. The word for she is
هي.
Listen to it.
هي. هي.
Repeat it.
هي. هي. هي.
Now listen to the sentence, She is not working, as a response to a question about a car, the she, of course, being it, the car.
هي خربانة. هي خربانة.
Repeat it.
هي خربانة. هي خربانة. هي خربانة.
Let's practice saying it in some questions and answers. First, listen to this question and answer.
وين السيارة؟ هي هناك.
Translate the question.
وين السيارة؟
It means, where's the car? Now listen to the answer and translate it.
هي هناك.
It means, it is over there. Now listen to the question again and give the same answer in Arabic.
وين السيارة؟
The answer is
هي هناك.
Let's try using the word هي, meaning it, in another situation. Listen to this question and translate it. You'll hear it twice.
وين البعثة الأمريكية؟ وين البعثة الأمريكية؟
It means, where's the American mission? Now listen to the answer and translate it. You'll hear it twice.
هي في شارع المطار. هي في شارع المطار.
It means, it is on Airport Street. Now listen to the question and give the same answer.
وين البعثة الأمريكية؟
The answer is
هي في شارع المطار.
The word هي means it in the two examples above, but means she when referring to a person. For example, if you want to say she is an American, that would be
هي أمريكية.
Repeat it.
هي أمريكية. هي أمريكية.
She is a Saudi would be
هي سعودية.
Repeat it.
هي سعودية. هي سعودية.
Four. What if the it refers to a masculine noun in Arabic, that is, bank, hotel, telephone, and restaurant, and so forth? In that case, Arabs will use the word meaning he. Listen to it.
هو. هو.
Repeat it.
هو. هو. هو.
Listen to this question and answer.
وين البنك؟ هو قريب.
This time, translate the question after you hear it.
وين البنك؟
It means, where's the bank? Now listen to the answer and translate it.
هو قريب.
It means, it is nearby. Now listen to the question and give the answer.
وين البنك؟
The answer is
هو قريب.
Okay, let's try translating another question and answer. Translate this question. You'll hear it twice.
المطعم قريب من هنا. المطعم قريب من هنا.
It means, is the restaurant near here? Now translate the answer. You'll hear it twice.
لا هو بعيد. لا هو بعيد.
It means, no, it's far away. Now listen to the question and give the answer to it.
المطعم قريب من هنا.
The answer is
لا هو بعيد.
Now let's see how the word هو can mean he for a person. If you want to say he is an American, that would be
هو أمريكي.
Repeat it.
هو أمريكي. هو أمريكي.
He is a Saudi would be.
هو سعودي.
Repeat it.
هو سعودي. هو سعودي.
Now listen to the following question and translate it. You'll hear it twice.
وين الملازم؟ وين الملازم؟
It means, where is the lieutenant? Now translate the answer. You'll hear it twice.
هو في البيت. هو في البيت.
It means, he is at home. Now listen to the question and give the answer.
وين الملازم؟
The answer is
هو في البيت.
5. And now for some more words related to vehicles. Do you know the word for gasoline? It is benzene. Repeat it.
Benzene. Benzene.
What's the word meaning I need? It is احتاج. Repeat it.
احتاج. احتاج.
How then would you say I need gasoline? You would say
احتاج بنزين.
Repeat it.
احتاج بنزين. احتاج بنزين.
Now supposing you need not gasoline but oil. Listen to the word meaning oil.
زيت. زيت.
Repeat it.
زيت. زيت. زيت.
Now repeat the sentence meaning I need oil.
احتاج زيت. احتاج زيت.
Supposing you see a Saudi whose car has stalled on the road and you stop to help, how would you ask him, do you need oil? You would say,
تحتاج زيت.
Repeat it.
تحتاج زيت. تحتاج زيت.
Translate the Saudi's answer. You'll hear it twice. Here it is.
لا ما احتاج زيت. احتاج بنزين. لا ما احتاج زيت. احتاج بنزين.
The Saudi said, no, I don't need oil. I need gasoline. 6. The word for motor is
motor.
Listen to it and notice how the accent is at the end of the word.
Motor. Motor.
Now you say it.
Motor. Motor. Motor.
Now listen to how a Saudi says the motor isn't working.
الموتور خربان. الموتور خربان.
Notice that he says خربان with no A at the end because motor is masculine, not feminine like سيارة. Now listen again to the Arabic phrase meaning the motor isn't working.
الموتور خربان. الموتور خربان.
Repeat it.
الموتور خربان. الموتور خربان.
7. Now let's learn the word for tire. Listen to it.
عجلة. عجلة. عجلة.
It begins with the sound ah. Repeat it.
عجلة. عجلة. عجلة.
How would you say I need a tire? You would say
أحتاج عجلة.
Repeat it.
أحتاج عجلة. أحتاج عجلة. أحتاج عجلة.
8. Now for an easy word. Listen to how the Arabs say mechanic.
ميكانيكي. ميكانيكي.
Repeat.
ميكانيكي. ميكانيكي. ميكانيكي.
Do you remember how to say I want to see? As in the sentence, I want to see the colonel. It is
أبغي أشوف.
Repeat it.
أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف.
How would you say I want to see a mechanic?
أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي.
Repeat it.
أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي. أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي.
Another good question would be this one. Translate it.
وين في ميكانيكي؟
It means, where is there a mechanic? Now let's hear you repeat it.
وين في ميكانيكي؟ وين في ميكانيكي؟
9. All right, let's return briefly to the situation where a car gets stuck in the sand. Do you remember how to say, do you have a chain? It is
عندك سلسلة.
Repeat it.
عندك سلسلة. عندك سلسلة.
Here's another useful word, the word for rope. Listen to it.
حبل. حبل. حبل.
Repeat it.
حبل. حبل. حبل.
Listen to the way a Saudi would say, do you have a rope?
عندك حبل. عندك حبل.
Now you say it.
عندك حبل. عندك حبل.
Now answer the question saying, yes, I have a rope. You should say,
إيوة عندي حبل.
Repeat it.
إيوة عندي حبل. إيوة عندي حبل. إيوة عندي حبل.
What if you don't have a rope? You would say, no, I don't have a rope. That would be
لا ما عندي حبل.
Repeat it.
لا ما عندي حبل. لا ما عندي حبل.
10. Do you remember the meaning of the sentence?
السيارة حقتي خربانة.
It means my car is not working. Now tell me the meaning of the following question.
السيارة حقتي خربانة.
It means, is your car not working? The words used here with السيارة are حقتي and حقتك. They are feminine forms, since the word سيارة is a feminine word. But if you're using a masculine word, for example, motor, then you have to use the masculine forms, which are حقي and حقك. Listen to the masculine form of the words meaning belonging to me and belonging to you.
حقي حقي حقك حقك.
Repeat after the speaker.
حقي حقي حقك حقك.
My motor would be
الموتور حقي.
Repeat it.
الموتور حقي الموتور حقي الموتور حقي.
Your motor would be
الموتور حقك.
Repeat it.
الموتور حقك الموتور حقك الموتور حقك.
Let's say you are stalled on the road somewhere and a Saudi stops to help. He might ask the following question. Translate it. You'll hear it twice.
الموتور حقك خربان الموتور حقك خربان.
It means, is your motor not working? Your reply could be, yes, my motor's not working.
إيوة الموتور حقي خربان.
Repeat it.
إيوة الموتور حقي خربان. إيوة الموتور حقي خربان.
You could give a shorter answer, such as the following one. Listen and translate.
إيوة هو خربان.
It means, yes, it is not working. Repeat it.
إيوة هو خربان. إيوة هو خربان.
End of Module 7, Size 3.